You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess here on 570 KLIF. And in the last few weeks, we've had a lot of interesting discussions. I'd have to say that Expectation Sucks has been a really great series, as well as the whole idea of authenticity and being original. You know, those things really make and partake an individual to be a whole person. You know, we've been talking about living your true life and finding that happiness. And I think even as important as all that put together is finding your true purpose. And it's like when somebody finally finds their true purpose in life, it seems to change everything to a totally different level. You know, we all sometimes have maybe an excellent paying job, maybe not an excellent paying job, but you know what? You still feel like maybe that's not your true calling. Only a few individuals seem to actually do what they love to do and what their true calling is on a day-to-day basis. You know, some of us know what we want to do, but haven't executed it actually yet. You know, so we were actually waiting. We're waiting for something. What are we really truly waiting for? Is there really ever going to be perfect conditions? And you know what? What are perfect conditions? You know, sometimes people say that, you know, they're waiting to have a child under the perfect conditions, you know, or they're waiting to do this, or they're waiting to change jobs. Well, you know what? There really is no perfect conditions. On even the best of day, there's got to be some sort of wind, some sort of challenge. And in this lifetime, it seems that we have to deal with these certain challenges that come to pass in our lives. But you know, when we try to find this purpose, and I know some people find it hard to find, we find and we become really fulfilled. And I'm not trying to be Ashley the altruistic, Ashley the affirmation goddess, anything like that. I'm just telling you the absolute truth. We all have a purpose. Everybody has an individual purpose that they can only fulfill and nobody else. So with that in mind, you have to find the purpose. And I think a lot of times we're kind of like in the mall. You know, when we're lost, we're in the mall of life. You know, there's like this mall of life, and it's like your entire life, and you see everything. Like the few times that you've had near placements, near things that kind of, they kind of get your blood pumping, they kind of get you happy. For a little while, you're really happy to be there. For a little while, it seems that you've found this calling. But then it seems to kind of, you know, fall apart. It's almost like getting a ring that's only gold-filled or gold-plated, actually, you know, and that plate starts coming off and you realize, maybe this isn't what I was really looking for. You know, it's turned my finger green at this point, so maybe I really need to find my true calling. And a lot of times when you're trying to find your true path, you have to have this clear realization of what your purpose is and to understand that. And you know what happens in other people's lives and in our lives when we don't find our true purpose? And I think we all have friends that have become very disenchanted or bored with life. But even worse, a lot of times we can get addicted to certain things, alcohol, drugs, sex, you know what, playing mental games, emotional games with other people just to make us interested. Because sometimes the drama is what keeps us going because we're bored. We don't have a purpose. You know, and then you start sabotaging yourself and sabotaging others, what have you. And as they always say, you know, the concept of when you got nothing going on, you can find something to go get going on, but it might not be what you really want going on. So how do we really find our purpose? And that is what tonight's show is really dedicated about how to find your true purpose, how to find your true calling, and how to know when you've actually found it. And I'd have to say that going through my memory banks and trying to figure out how I figured out what my true purpose was, and kind of watching that also with my clients and being able to see what really truly works, was an old game that I play with some clients and myself, and it's called the memory game. And if you really remember back to when you're like 5 and 6 years old, and you think about what you truly loved in life, and I know really, you know, close your eyes if you're not driving your vehicle right now, and really start thinking about those times that you were really truly happy, you know, as a child, you know, maybe right when you're getting into first grade, the things that, you know, you really were interested in. Was it photography? Was it insects? Was it animals? Was it science? Was it history? What was it? Was it acting? Think about those kind of things. And then think about what is it within that genre as an adult that you can actually pursue and somehow make a career and a financial gain through it that you can support yourself. So I kind of went back through that. This was years and years ago. And, you know, I was writing screenplays and this stuff. And I was always a day late and a dollar short. And I always had the best screenplay and I had the best concept. But in two different people jumped to the situation and got the deal instead of me. And I realized, I sat back and I realized, I've always loved to write. I've always been a good writer. You know, I love music, but I always understood the human condition. And prior to writing those screenplays, I was writing philosophy, you know, defining justice and social ramifications, things like that within social contracts, and determining how we as a society could attain the most justice under, you know, a certain, you know, thread or blanket of security. And with those concepts in mind, I realized that there would only be a small group of people that would ever pay attention to any of those writings. Unfortunately, it'd probably be either students that were, you know, going to school for philosophy, debaters in high school using my information for extemporaneous speaking, or to position their case in the affirmative or negative, you know, constraints. Or just some people that really like political science, and therefore that probably leads to about 3,000 total listeners or total readers for my whole life. With that in mind, I really thought that understanding the human condition, I could really impact people's lives. And so I realized that that's what I really needed to be focusing on. And once I was able to realize that, my passion really came to the forefront, and I realized why it was a passion as well. Because it seems that when you find your true passion and you find your true calling, everything else kind of goes out the side window. And what I'm talking about is all these other things that kind of come around in life that get in our way. So whether it's alcohol or partying or whatever it is, you know, it could even be the opposite sex, whatever. Those things seem to go out of the way because you don't have time for it. When your purpose is there, you can feel it, and it makes itself known. And, you know, I think that when you realize that, it changes everything. You know, my second concept for finding your purpose is to really take an aptitude test. If you can't really go back into your memory bank and figure out what it was that you loved, you know, when you were a child, or it's something that you really just can't find a way to make a career out of, there are new aptitude tests that are better than that stuff that we probably all did in high school. So go and investigate that kind of sort of thing. There are actually people that help with that and can really put your skills and match it in with the things that you like. And there's something to be said about that. You know, I mean, we all want to do what we love and we all want to do what we're good at. And, you know, those two things together can be a really, you know, a double knockout. And those are the things that really put you ahead of the rest. And so I think finding a place that could contribute to that, or a place that could allow you to find an aptitude test, or somebody that could read that test for you or analyze the analysis for you, would be a really great start. You know, thirdly, I think the thing that really truly works is if none of those other two things work, is what makes you happy, but better yet, who around you makes you truly jealous? Look around you. Look around the group of friends that you hang out with, or even people you look up to, or people around in your circle. You know, to some degree, the people whom kind of secretly make us jealous are the people that we want to be like. You know, it's right there in front of your face. Because a lot of times when we have that feeling of jealousy, it arises because we see something within them that we also have. So perhaps if you want to be a major actor, you might look at Brad Pitt and be a little jealous. Maybe not about his lifestyle, but about his career. So you have to really think about that. But when you look around, you'll start realizing that, because we as humans tend to be jealous when someone has something that we want. And when, especially when they're doing it and they're happy and they're successful at it, it can even make us more jealous. So finding that person that really sets that flame upon you can really help you out. You know, another concept would be trying out the things that you like. You know, going to events, doing an internship, even no matter what age, trying to get an internship is not a bad idea. And also, it shows spunk, curiosity. It also shows that you're on your game, you're trying something else out. And I think that someone older than 18 or older than 25 are probably more likely to get some of those internships than those youngsters. You know, so maybe consider that, or consider working with a friend that's doing what you like to do. Those can be really good options too. So later on in the hour, we're going to talk more about finding your true purpose and understanding it, especially if it's like a hobby, if it's something that you've only done in your spare time and you want to make it a real career, you want to bring it to the forefront, what do? You know, as well as what if you're not doing it on a daily basis? What if your job is a job that provides you money to do what you love? We'll be talking about more of that later on as well. But stay tuned to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Keep it live here on 570 KLIF or keep it on iHeartRadio app. And you know what? We're going to be back in two shakes.